Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team coming up in about 20 minutes. It's going to be your first chance to win tickets to Capitals Game 5 against the Canes. We're giving away tickets all day long until 5 p.m. Be caller number 9 right around 8:20. Listen for your cue to call, and 9:20 on the Junkies. But you can listen to Be Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny, and you're going to have chances to win right here on 106.7 The Fan.
All right, it's a big day, obviously. Schedule release, 8 p.m. We're kicking it around. How many 1 o'clock games do you think they're going to have? Are you happy with the fact that they're going to have so many primetime games? And frankly, I want to throw out there, anybody want to debate us? Mm-hmm. I think we're the sexiest team in the league. Jason thinks Philly is a little sexier because of Saquon and they're the world champs.
Yep.
Okay, maybe.
Well, it's not just because of Saquon. I mean, they've got explosive receivers, but mainly because of Saquon.
Yeah. All right. I'm arguing we're the hottest chicken in the league.
But
right
you guys
now.
Are close, no doubt.
I think it,
you guys are close.
I'm not saying we're the best. There are other, obviously, I think Philly's a little bit better. But I think Jaden Daniels is single-handedly the sexiest player in the game right now.
Well, yeah. Remember the rookie of the week voting?
Yeah.
He was winning it every week. Now, he deserved it most weeks.
And that was Pepsi Rookie of the Week. You got to get the sponsor in
but
there, JP.
Beyond,
they're not my sponsor.
But beyond
like to be a sponsor.
Rookies, like of all players, it's getting to the point that if you had to pick one guy that you wanted to watch, all the games were on at one time, take your own personal team out of the equation, I think people want, because we've already seen Mahomes and his magic,
yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But it's almost like, you already dated him. You know what I mean? You've already been with him.
Yeah, we've seen the end of that movie.
You've already seen his greatness and not denying or taking away any of it. But Jaden's the new hot chick on the block. And I think he's the number one sexiest attraction in the league right now.
I'm surprised the top selling jerseys in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be old, but the article's February 4th, 2025, so it includes last season.
Yep. Who's won?
Christian McCaffrey.
That's weird.
Patrick Mahomes, 2. Jalen Hurts, 3.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons, 4. Tyreek Hill, 5. C.J. Stroud, 6. Lamar Jackson,
wow.
Justin Jefferson, T.J. Watt, Brock Purdy. Jaden didn't crack the top 10?
How is he not? How does he not have a bigger selling jersey than Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
going to
find different data somewhere. That was for the 2024-25 season. That was last season, right?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do they have the current?
Maybe it'll be different.
Just say, even this article says, now this is from February. It says Christian McCaffrey had a 2024 season to forget thanks to injuries, but there's no questioning his popularity.
Wow.
Well, how do you, as the biggest Commander fan I know, how do you feel about the primetime games?
I mean, it's fine. It's great. I'm glad that the people want to see them. But I like just kind of like my routine.
I do
like
too.
I'm a routine guy.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel bigger though when the game's on at night and in prime time? I understand
it does.
Routine.
It does for
you
us.
You want it to be at 1 o'clock. You want to get the game done.
But it makes life harder. Those night games are
hard.
But
it's more, I'm sorry. The games that are on at night are just more exciting. There's a reason they're placed at that point in the schedule.
I know, but just in terms of lifestyle, it's harder for us to watch games until midnight.
Trust me. Yeah. I know that drill. Being up till 11:30 or midnight.
I mean, look at my beard. My beard's completely white.
Yeah.
Part of that, I think, is our lifestyle.
Well, part is lifestyle and part is...
Moses, the birth certificate.
We're in our mid-50s, okay? That's the bigger part.
I think stress and all that.
Hey, do you think that the Commanders will play at Dallas on Thanksgiving?
It sounds like they're more rumored to be featured on Christmas than they are on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'll say about the sexiness, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I just don't know who's sexier than him.
They don't really have many players. Now they added Debo, but they don't have many players that are popular across the country. Terry McLaurin burst onto the scene this year nationally. Yeah. But this was the first year. You know, they don't have like a bunch of all pros. Like when he brings up the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, they've got Saquon. They've got Jalen Hurts. They've got A.J. Brown.
That's fine. All you need is one. And Jaden is plenty popular to be the headliner. Like, the Bills have Josh Allen. And, I mean, can you name a lot of their sexy skill position players outside of Josh Allen?
Not really. But no. I put them in a top five sexiest team.
Right,
because of Josh Allen. Yeah.
That's the reason why.
And think about
that's the sex appeal.
We didn't really lose anything offensively. Right? They lost nobody really of note.
You lost fringe pieces.
And then you added arguably the best left tackle. Let's just say top five in the game.
Yep.
And then you're adding Debo on like a prove it deal.
Right.
They averaged 29-30 points a game last year without those guys.
By the way, this article.
I mean, this team is set to blow up.
You would think.
By the way, I guess it's official that, and Schefter apparently tweeted it, that the Chiefs are going to play at Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. That's true. So that's this morning.
That's what Matt's telling me.
That's a big Thanksgiving Day game right there.
Chiefs against the Cowboys.
Right in the middle of the slate.
Yeah. I like that too because it's a different team.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of seeing the same teams on Thanksgiving all the time, to be honest.
Well, you see Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. I think ideally if you're a Commanders fan, I don't think you want the week 14 bye again. It's been 3 years in a row that they get stuck with that super late bye.
I don't even know when you want the bye. I would say
maybe like week 10.
Yeah.
Now, don't they sometimes give the teams that have the international games a bye either before or after?
Yeah.
Probably after. So maybe
that's week 12, maybe?
It's a week 12 bye, which isn't so late, but still.
It's a good point.
You know, mid to late season.
Another article about the jerseys. So the jerseys that I listed was from Lids.
Mm-hmm.
They were the source.
Lids is still around. Good for them.
But this article in January cites the Washington Post's Rick Mace and Joe Heim that said Daniels actually had the top-selling jersey in 2025. So the first few weeks of the season, according to Breaking Tea, Washington sales have surged by 463% from last season.
That seems like a nice pop.
And team merchandise sales have skyrocketed by 4,129% since they clinched the playoff berth at the end of last season.
I bought a couple of Jaden jerseys. I didn't spring for the full jerseys yet, but maybe that's coming eventually.
I had a listener give me the Jaden jersey.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
The best way to
have somebody else pay for
to
it.
To acquire one.
Yeah.
That was our guy from Metropolitan Moving and Storage.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's back out some of these calls. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Your prediction on number of primetime games. Are you up or down on the fact that it's there aren't going to be as many 1 p.m. starts? I love the 1 p.m.s because it's just a man of routine, man. That's just how my Sunday kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, when you have a Monday night game, I'm sorry, I like the league. I'm not as interested if we aren't playing. It's not, you know, I could schedule a tee time. 100%.
You schedule a tee time at 8 o'clock at night?
I could schedule, if I knew we were playing on Monday, I could easily schedule a tee time at 1 o'clock and I wouldn't care. You know, I catch up on, you know, see the highlights. It's not as important to me. Sunday, 1 o'clock, you know, go to church, come home, sit down and pig out, and pour myself a Jack Daniels. That's what I like to do.
Yourself a Jack and Coke at 1
Jack
p.m.
and Coke on a Sunday?
Yeah.
For football?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. Am I the only one that does that?
No. Apparently
no,
not.
No, of course. You have a beer when you watch football. That's American.
Yeah. I just don't do beer. Maybe a Surfside.
Or Surfside.
Sure. Delicious.
Black cherry.
By the way, my Surfside, I'm at DEFCON 1 on Surfsides. Like, the missile silos are open, and they're gassing them up. I might need an emergency delivery.
I do, too. I thought I was getting, like, a case of the black cherries. It never happened. I have to talk to
I'm sure
Michelle.
People are hearing the distress call.
Bobby.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, Bobby.
Mar, where do you stand on all this? No 1 p.m.? I mean, it's not going to be as
if
many 1 p.m.
If it was up to me, we'd have 17 primetime games. We earned this. My entire life, we played at 1 o'clock and no one, you know, gave an S about us.
Right.
I want all the eyes, all the attention on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders this season, especially now that we got some, like, big-time games with the Lions, you know, just some big teams coming to town. I want all the Sunday night,
Who's
Monday night.
Sexier than Jaden?
Absolutely nobody.
Nobody, right?
No, Jaden's first sexy, second sexy. The Commanders, you know, are just the talk of the NFL.
Right.
I think Travis Hunter could surpass him if he starts playing like he did in college.
Well, if he plays both ways. He has a pick six and a big touchdown.
Right. If he does what he did in college and he does that in the pros.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be sexy.
Yes.
His problem is he's in the black hole known as Jacksonville.
Yeah, but
that's the problem.
Yeah, but he gets them closer to earth if they.
It was a big splashy move by them to move up and pick him, no doubt.
Yeah. Although I think they might be donks because they gave up so much. Like, they justified it because they think they're getting two players.
Right. They've got a new hotshot young GM calling the shots there in Jacksonville.
The only team that I could think would rival the Commander's sexiness is the Chiefs, just because of Mahomes, and you still have the Travis Taylor thing that network.
Are people over that?
No, networks,
I think it's gross.
No, networks love it.
I think you're sleeping on the Bears. If the Bears start off the season with Ben Johnson, who was the sexy head coach candidate a year ago,
I loved him.
Okay, if they start off hot with Caleb Williams playing well and that revamped offensive line and offense, they're going to vault up there. I looked at some of the things about best-selling jerseys before. Mm-hmm. Like, last year, he had a higher-selling jersey before Jaden started, you know, playing great. Mm-hmm. People were buying the Caleb stuff beforehand because a lot of people thought that the Bears were going to be a playoff team last year. They disappointed. Caleb was – actually, if you look at Caleb's numbers for a rookie quarterback – okay, and if you just said the rookie quarterback is going to give you these numbers, which I think were 20 touchdowns, 7 picks,
he had decent numbers.
Been like, that's pretty damn good for a rookie.
Decent.
Yeah, but look at his sack numbers, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he ran into a bunch of those sacks. Now, part of it was on the offensive line, but part of it was on him, too.
Oh, yeah, and against Washington, he was hot garbage for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
All right, let's
I think in the first half, he didn't even have 50 yards passing against Washington.
Yeah, it was nothing.
All right, 800-636.
He'll be better this year.
106.7. Let's go to Adam in Leesburg. Adam, what's up?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, what do you think, bud?
So I kind of wanted to just chime in on the kickoff schedule. Kind of with you, EB. I'm a very big routine guy, and I just had a 4-month-old baby, and I made this, I guess you could say, bet with my wife where she could take the baby out, go shopping for a little bit, and I could watch my 1 p.m., 4 p.m. games in peace and quiet. But now with these early kickoffs, late kickoffs, kind of screwed in that department.
So what, are you going to be like stuck with like baby duty or something during the game? Is that what you're saying? If it's a primetime game?
No, the baby will be asleep by then. You get the baby down to bed at 8 or 8:15, and you're good.
He dropped.
Let's go to Ken in Arlington. Ken, what's up, man? You're on with the Chuckies.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Sure.
I agree with Lurch. I think Eagles sexier. I think the Commander's main issue is not the star power.
James but they added Debo, Tunsil, to. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. It's hard to give him star power, but now they've got some bigger names with national recognition.
You don't think Debo, Terry, and Jaden, is those guys don't have star power?
Yeah, but the Eagles have more.
I don't think Terry does. I think he's a phenomenal player, but he's a little quiet. Debo's over the hill. I don't think Jaden's the sexiest quarterback in the division. Look at Hurts with the cigar, the swagger, coming out on top.
He's not that sexy. He's got
a quiet guy, freaking boring.
He's got a bunch of fat guys pushing him into the end zone. That's not sexy. Boring.
Everyone talks about the tush push, though.
He's
Everyone talks about that, but he's boring.
What makes
look what he did with his arm?
Oh, he's a good quarterback.
He was magical.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Go look at some of his passing numbers last year. Some of his his games were abysmal. He doesn't have a magic arm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
But in the playoffs, he delivered.
He is a Super Bowl champion. Yeah, I'm not taking that away from him. But some of his passing stats were hideous
I think
a handful of games.
This is why Jane is sexy, is because of the surprise factor. Like, you're still riding high off this legendary rookie season, all of a sudden from worst to first. That has something to do with it.
Well, style of play is just sexier.
It is.
I'm sorry.
It is.
It just is. I mean, Jalen can run around and stuff, but not like Jaden.
But coming out of nowhere all of a sudden leading a team to the NFC Championship game makes your team very, very, very appealing and very sexy.
And I'm going to take this.
And you still have a little bit of that this year.
And I'm going to take this literally. I think I can say this. D. Woods told me his daughters get butt-sized for Jaden Daniels.
You mean chicks? Chicks like Jaden more like than he's like Jalen?
Well, I don't know about it. I didn't bring up Jalen Hurts. He might be handsome too, but that Jaden is easy on the eyes for a lot of people.
He's got the riz. His riz factor very high.
I think Jalen's an attractive guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's fine.
Hey, we told you we're giving away Caps tickets all morning and all day long, all the way until 5 p.m. on the Fan. Right now, be caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. Your chance to win Game 5 Caps Canes tickets, 800-636-1067.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.